This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cyclone. We're going to talk about that. Plus, the Idaho murder suspect, Brian Koberger, lands in Washington to face charges. It was a 19-hour flight. And in the meantime, still no Speaker of the House. What in the world is going on? Hey, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the show, the 2023 version. So, what is it about Kevin McCarthy that just can't get him in? He looks so furious when reporters are yelling questions at him as he walks down the hall. But you can't deny that there is a thread of the Republican Party that's like, nope, not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Even if the former president calls me personally, I am not voting for Kevin McCarthy. So he failed again to win election to Speaker on Wednesday on the new Congress's second day. So this is six votes. So three more votes were taken. Six votes. And still, it's not happening. So there are some steadfast holdouts in the Republican Party who are throwing their weight in a different direction, and they're not moving toward McCarthy. He doesn't have the votes, losing three more times and three more votes. Like I said, three plus three, that's six. This is the first time this has happened in 100 years. So even at this point, our Democratic president, Joe Biden, is kind of chiding the House of Republicans over McCarthy's string of losses. Because, look, you've got this bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that passed in 2021. So heading into this Congress, and there was time for McCarthy to shore up the votes, he didn't have them then, I think the thought was, at least he thought this, he was going to get them. He didn't expect this kind of a fight. So it's crazy embarrassing how long it's taking and the way that this is being dealt with. The House is paralyzed until a speaker is elected. So that means no, your tax dollars, my tax dollars, no legislative business can be done. No new members can officially be sworn in. It's messy. Oh, it's messy. So, absolutely, he has people who are voting for him, but it's not enough. 218 is the number that he needs. So it's chaotic at this point. And what happens now? It's back to another round of voting. How that's going to change, I have no idea. What overnight will be different that will change that vote? Eventually, what's going to have to happen is somebody else's, there's going to have to be a consensus behind the scenes as to who that person is going to be. And is going to get those votes if it's not going to be McCarthy. It's they're against a wall. McCarthy's against a wall, whether he knows it or not. So you had Donald Trump calling all of the people on the list that haven't voted for him, at least the ones that have Trump's back, right? So he's called all of them. Then you have Mike Pence, the former VP, who's out on the Twittersphere, urging every Republican in the House GOP to support, as he says, my friend Kevin McCarthy is the next Speaker of the House, saying the GOP's leader and leadership and vision led to the new Republican majority, and I know Speaker McCarthy will leave the House to begin a great American comeback, but there is no push that is working. So marathon vote sessions isn't appealing. That's not working. And McCarthy's not giving up. He says they won't go fast. That's fine. He worked. He's saying that, and some of the caucus that are backing him are saying he's worked hard to get this, so they're refusing to give up. And they're not finding an alternative nominee, but they're, in the end, they have to govern. So if it's not going to be him, they've got to find the alternative, because the stalemate is constantly blocking the new legislative session. Your politics, your dollars, your hard-earned dollars at work. And you know, you knew this script was written. You knew this was going to happen because he just didn't have the backing. And he was bending over backwards to try to appeal to a group in the party that wanted certain things to happen, and he did, and then he infuriated others in the party, because this is what happens. The fractured Republican Party, just like the Democrats, I mean, they're fractured definitely too as well, where you have the really more liberal side of the Democratic Party, the more moderate side, and the more we call ourselves Democrats. Well, of course, you have the same thing in the Republican Party. But here's the deal. 6 votes, 2 days, no speaker. Bottom line, something has to give. What that's going to be, I don't know. Something has happened here. And so this is maybe a good sign. You never know. But Damar Hamlin is showing signs of improvement. So if you're a doctor and a doctor says signs of improvement, I'm going to say that's good. He's still in the ICU in critical condition. Remember Monday, he had the mid-game cardiac arrest, the Buffalo Bills player against the Bengals, shocking the football world and just the world in general. So the signs of improvement are good, though. If you've got a medical team that's saying that, let's go, let's see what happens here. You know, his heartbeat was restored on the field, and then they had to do it again when he's at the hospital. I've said this a couple of times if you don't know the story. He was sedated on a ventilator, doctors working toward getting him to breathe on his own. So that hasn't happened. That's the key. This, you know, he basically died on the field, and they brought him back to life. That's it. I mean, that's exactly what happened. What led to the cardiac arrest, and it's still some lack of clarity there. There's some speculation about it, what could have happened, the hit, getting up, what happened at the time with his heart. But this ventilator is his line of hope to relieve some of the strain on the lungs, which have been damaged. So he's flipped over on his stomach, and that's going to help with the blood on his lungs, that kind of thing. And if he's trending in a positive way, that's a good deal. Because a lot of football players are grappling with this. The Dallas Cowboys had lots of conversations, apparently, with their chaplain as they're just a wreck about this kind of an injury. On-field injuries are common in the league, but play resumes even after some of the worst cases where somebody is carted off. And in this case, it was a moment where you knew this is way, way, way bigger than that. And the one thing that's happened that's amazing is this little fundraiser that Hamlin started before Christmas to raise toys, money for toys and other things for kids in an impoverished neighborhood where he grew up, has now grown, has swollen, because it's a GoFundMe thing he set up, to $6 million since he's been hospitalized. Wow. More odds and ends on the day coming up on the flip side.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Ah, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
Jump in on this, such a good song, especially for the beginnings of this new year. I mentioned the bomb cyclone at the top. It's just such a dramatic word, isn't it? And it's dramatic weather, so I think it's actually a perfect way to describe what's happening in California. I talked to somebody that I work with today behind the scenes, and she was telling me she has two young boys in Sacramento, California. She was saying how there were, you know, there was power that was out, and it was really scary to go anywhere because the ground was so damp and trees had fallen, lots of trees had fallen and made roads just impassable. And that's what we're hearing. This dangerous storm slamming Cali has that widespread flooding that is spraying all over the place, that is making roads really tough to cross, and it's creating that thing that you hate when you live in California, mudslides and landslides, and you have the rapid rises in the rivers and the creeks. So they're telling people pretty much have the go bags, which is what I say all the time on this show that I learned my lesson. You don't even, it's not even a question of, do you have the, you know, the potential of rushing around and getting a go bag? No, you should have one ready. So they're saying you better have one ready and prepared, insurance documentation, everything you need, because we're seeing some of the worst stuff Wednesday night into Thursday. And we're talking about the entirety mostly of northern and central California under flood watches, 10 inches in some places, high wind warnings, you know, 60 mile an hour winds. So you've got these trees that are coming out of the ground, and you can imagine what that's like, as many of you have gone through that kind of weather, maybe a little bit differently, not having perhaps the mudslides in some of those areas in Southern California or Northern California, because even Southern California is getting heavy, strong wind, and they've got flooding problems too, but not quite what you're seeing up north. So bent trees and power lines down, that means power outages. It's just inevitable, because that is absolutely what's going to happen. So, like, there's a place in Monterey Bay. It's California's central coast, and I used to go to this area a bunch, and it's Watsonville. Mandatory evacuation. They weren't even taking any chances there because they knew. And you can see that a big chunk of it is underwater, right? So the whole idea was, is just imagine what a bomb cyclone is like. It's a storm's rapid intensifying since early in the week, because then you come in, you got this air pressure, minimum air pressure, that goes down maybe 3%, maybe 4% in 24 hours, and it creates this vacuum sort of ingestion of air that results in those strong inward winds. And that's ahead of the core. Then you've got that warm, humid air. And then look out, because then you get the rainfall. And how fast it comes down, that's the problem. There's no break in between. And then the second band and a third band, and well, you get it. I think it pretty much I've described it to you. So I just looked on a radar picture, and you're looking at heavy rain in Eureka, California, Crescent City, Fort Bragg is getting it. You've got people without power. It's heavy, heavy, heavy snow, and really an incredible cold front in that Bay Area, which, by the way, can get cooler, but we're saying really, 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 really cold. So what it's going to look like in the next couple of days, some of the things that we're going to see coming out of there might be quite scary. The concern was, that's why I have the go bag ready, and that's why state of emergency and all of that gets declared ahead of time, realizing you can't fight Mother Nature, but you can figure out a way to have a game plan, have a plan, right, or plan to fail. And I think pretty much that was the whole idea. Just be ready. Have a way out. Have a way out so that you are not completely trapped. All right, no way out for this guy. Brian Koberger arrived back in Idaho on Wednesday to face a judge in the killings of four college students, allegedly. He flew into Pullman, Washington on Wednesday night. So to get him from Monroe County, Pennsylvania, because he was basically in the Poconos originally where they picked him up, he had a couple of stops along the way. He was flown in on a Pennsylvania State Police single-engine prop plane, and he went out of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport at 7 a.m. on Wednesday. Then he was in Illinois, likely to probably refuel. Then they took off again, stopped in Rapid City, took off again late in the afternoon, and then eventually got to Pullman, Washington, right around 6:30, and of course, then transported in a van to close to where the crime scene was. It's very strange because, you know, people are tracking this big time. So there's an app, and I have this app on my phone. People were texting about it, and it's a curiosity thing, and it is kind of wild to look at it. Like when you see heavy rain patterns, like the bomb cyclone or airports being closed, you can see that on flight radar where the flights are going and where they're not coming out of. So you could track the flight across these time zones, when it took off, when it landed, and all of that, and then know when it landed. So a lot of people were doing that. And I mean, this story couldn't be bigger. So you have massive media outside of the courthouse when he was brought in on Wednesday night. And you think about now what this means probably in the next couple of days and some of the details that are continuing to emerge about people around him, what was known, the fact that he was driving back from school in December because he was a student very close by at Washington State University, and he was with his father, and he was pulled over twice by the Indiana State Police for tailgating and a taillight, and it's in this white Elantra that was out there, that was, people were looking for white Elantras. So, hey, does anyone have any information? And here he was in this car with his father traveling across the country. And you see, because this is what the state police are required, they have the body cam. And so now some of that video has emerged, just a normal pullover situation where you think, what is going, just, you can't help it, what is going through his head when they're just having this conversation? Oh yeah, you work at the university? And then poof, you know, then he's gone into the wind and going back to Pennsylvania, where of course he was ultimately tracked. And I think the interest in this case is huge. Somebody said to me today, of course it is, because of the horror, the sadness for those kids, etc., and the long time piecing this together, that this is going to be heavily, heavily watched. I don't know about Idaho. I tried to knock this down and didn't get many answers as to whether or not there's cameras in the courthouse, and will they televise this? You know, and I, when I say televise it, once ultimately there is a trial situation, it I think will be heavily watched to hear how he may not take the stand, but how the case is put together, all of that. So we'll see. There's a lot to come, and of course the wheels of justice, even in a case where they might go a little bit faster, it's not going to be a fast process, you know, that's absolutely for sure. So while that's happening, and again, you have this House Speaker vote and he being held up, which I think is one of the hottest conversations around, you know, for all that people want to avoid about politics, for goodness sake, you can't just punt on this, because the wheels of our legislative system, which are incredibly slow, like molasses when you need it to be faster, are really coming to a screeching halt because there is no speaker there. Jane says, out of New Orleans, Kate, praying for Hamlin. Hope the situation gets better. Me too. We're going to the mailbag next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. At least 30 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of the Japan earthquakes Monday. Residents in West Central Japan were seeking higher ground after the 7.5 magnitude quake triggered tsunami warnings, which have since been lifted. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. About 33,000 people were without power. Some areas have giant cracks in the roadways, making getting the injured to hospitals difficult. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim retrieved from the waters off Maui about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and transported to a nearby hospital. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries Sunday morning. In response to the incident, Baldwin Beach Park and Lower Paia Park were temporarily closed but have since been reopened. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The herd is back. You can be part of the herd too. Just send me your thoughts 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this one from Doug, who before we jumped into this, I said Jane in New Orleans was offering up prayers for Hamlin. Everybody is very aware of what's happening here. Every piece of information that anybody can get, they're hungry for it because people are really pushing, praying, doing whatever they can for this young football player who took our own breath away by watching to see what happened to him and then learning more, of course, wonderful things about him. But the Bills' safety is in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest. So Doug says, Kate, why isn't this more common in football? It made me wonder about that with all the hits and all the things that happen offensively and defensively, and you know, you've covered football for a long time, are you surprised that we haven't seen more of this? We always talk about concussions and the danger there, but not too many conversations about heart arrhythmia or any kind of a cardiac arrest. You know, Doug, it is surprising, right? But if you look at youth sports and you look at cardiac arrests with youth sports, you know, I mean, we're talking about kids playing soccer, kids playing baseball and peewee football, that kind of thing. I mean, you can look it up and you'll know. And I knew this the entire time, and as I am still doing sports, sudden cardiac arrest is one of the leading causes of death in young athletes. Every once in a while you hear about somebody, an athlete that's died, and then you learn more about it, and that's what's happened because of a hit or something that happened. High school students playing basketball, that's happened. Still very rare. I mean, we're saying it's the thousands and thousands. You know, you're talking about a handful, but a handful is still too many, right? His injury highlights, I think, heart health for younger people and in youth sports and in the NFL, right? That it's that a heart attack happens when blood flow to a part of the heart is blocked. That's why it's called cardiac arrest. It's an abrupt loss of heart function. So it's really strange when you think about it. You're right. I mean, why haven't we seen that more in the NFL? And you can bet that there are players. I mean, this really has shook up the NFL world too, that are wondering about that. I mean, he's 24, in the best shape of his life, gets hit because he's making a tackle. He's a safety, makes the tackle of T. Higgins, this Bengals player, gets up, boom, down, boom, and players knew it. They made that giant circle around him right away, and immediately he's getting CPR, and then finally getting put into an ambulance, then having, and with oxygen on, and then having to get it at the hospital. So it is, thank goodness we haven't seen that, because we've seen some gruesome injuries, including where players have been paralyzed, but we haven't seen that. So will this be something that's talked about as now this has happened? Can this happen to other players? And of course the answer is, of course it can. Of course they could go into cardiac arrest, but we just have not seen that. Right, this one is from Julius, who says, Kate, the one thing about this story about this kid out of Pitt, the more you hear about him, gosh, the more, of course, you'd be cheering for him anyway, but the more you realize what a decent human being he was, where I think you said it on your show and then I've read about it. He certainly didn't come from great wealth, and he gave back immediately the second he had any kind of a name where he could set up a page and donate some money himself and give kids a better Christmas or help them with something else. And now you can see that people want to do something. And so because of that, they are funding this charity that he set up that really was set up for Christmas time and for some other occasions. And boy, that organization is certainly has to be incredibly grateful, but I think it's that people feel also so helpless that they feel like they want to reach out, they want to make a comment, they want to say something, and this is their way to say it. Yeah, the original goal was $2,500. You're right, I said that on GoFundMe at the time he created the page. He even said it's our first initiative to impact children who have been hardest hit by the pandemic, and said 100% of the money raised will go toward the purchase of toys for kids in need. And already he had they call it the Bills Mafia, had rallied around that and had put in way more money. But now it's up to over 6 million dollars, right? And people, you have people that are putting, you know, giving $10, giving $20 and saying, we're with you, we're praying for you, and, you know, bless the children, or whatever people are saying. And then you have, like, Jim Irsay and the Colts, they put in $25,000. Then you have Matt Stafford, the Los Angeles Rams quarterback, $12,000. And it's not because he wants people to see that he put in $12,000, it's because they feel for him and they know that this is important and they want to do something. You know, even Tom Brady put in $10,000. Russell Wilson and his wife, $10,000. I mean, I could go on and on, but it is interesting that this is the way people are feeling connected and feeling that they could be generous and reach out. All right, we move on to Dave, who is listening to us, he says, in Connecticut. Kate Delaney, you knew this was inevitable. McCarthy screwing things up. The Republicans have the House, for goodness sake. And to have this embarrassment and this nonsense, it's like a playground argument that just cannot be stopped, and there is no principle to stop it. Somebody needs to be the adult in this situation. They got to figure this thing out soon because it makes the Republicans look like a group of idiots in a three-ring circus that can't find the third ring. They can't find the third ring. So thanks for that. And they're in Connecticut, and I would say that, yeah, I mean, the support isn't there. I mean, like, he's not getting the 218 that he needs. And so that's the bottom line. It's a stalemate. I mean, it's the first time in 100 years, I'll say it again, that the majority party couldn't elect a speaker on the first ballot. What? So they adjourn without a speaker on Tuesday, then they adjourn on Wednesday. So now you go into this Thursday. Certainly this cannot go on through the weekend. That would be the worst. If there's no movement, then there has to be a movement to find somebody that everybody's going to back. You know, McCarthy is confident he's going to get that 218. He stressed that to reporters on Tuesday late, that he just needed to win over 11 of the 20 detractors. And with negotiating and procedural maneuverings, but that hasn't happened. So Wednesday was not favorable, and he didn't do that. Now he's going to try to do it again. So, you know, just to emphasize this, the House can't swear in its members to approve rules packages that would govern how the chamber operates over the next couple of years. And it's not good, because let me tell you, here's something else I found out today. Not having a speaker is a problem of national security, right? Because you have these committees. So, like, you have the Intelligence Committee, and they can't get their assignments until the speaker doles out the assignments. And those committees are important because of some of the things that are, I'll call it, on the docket. So here we go. Thursday. What is Thursday going to be like? At what point does it change? At what point does this change? Trump, the former president, wrote, Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job. Maybe even a great job. Just watch. Well, that didn't sway that group of people, the same group of people that will not vote for Kevin McCarthy. All right, we move on to May, who says, hi, Kate. I worry for our friends in California. I have family just outside of San Francisco. They're fine. They're higher up on a hill, let's say, but all around them still is chaotic. I mean, there has been some life-threatening floods. There have been restaurants in San Francisco that have been flooded. So then you got heavy snow, as my brother told me, not too far down the road in Nevada and Lake Tahoe, and it's been dangerous there. So this is really life-threatening, game-changing weather. That's why the major flooding and the mud rock slides and the avalanche risk and the road closures have me scared to death for family and friends. Yep, amen to that. All right, that's the mailbag. Coming up next, Jeremy Renner. The weather affected him. How's his health doing?
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My mind is like a plastic bag.
Before we hit the exits, we got some good stuff for you, including this. Jeremy Renner had the terrible snowplow accident that we've talked about. Gosh, he really is one of my favorite actors. I realized this when this happened. I started to remember some of the things that I've seen him in. And he's like one of those automatics for me. You know what an automatic is? When you like the actor enough that you know, okay, there's so much streaming crap, let's face it, out there. Am I going to look at this? Because Jeremy Renner's in it. So I'm thinking it might be good. Like, the mayor of Easttown was one of those for me. I watched it, and I've watched it since that show came on, and it's excellent. It's so well done, and he's a huge part of it. He's the major character in it. But it wasn't about acting. It was about real life, and he's undergone two surgeries at a Nevada hospital after suffering serious injuries in a tragic snow plowing accident. Today, there was a sheriff in that area that addressed the media to talk about what happened, because there's curiosity as to, well, what happened with this giant snowplow he has? How did he end up where he suffered blunt chest trauma and these orthopedic injuries? Here's what he said.
Based on our investigation, Mr. Reynard's personal vehicle, which was being driven by a family member, had become stuck in the snow near his home. Mr. Reynard went to retrieve his piston bully, or snow cat, an extremely large piece of snow removal equipment weighing at least 14,330 pounds, in an effort to get his vehicle moving. After successfully towing his personal vehicle from its stuck location, Mr. Renner got out of his piston bully to speak to his family member. At this point, it is observed that the piston bully started to roll. In an effort to stop the rolling piston bully, Mr. Renner attempts to get back into the driver's seat of the piston bully. Based on our investigation, it's at this point that Mr. Renner is run over by the piston bully. An eyewitness detailed seeing Mr. Renner getting into the piston bully and not seeing him again until the piston bully came to a rest in a pile of snow in front of his driveway. At this point in the investigation, we do not believe Mr. Renner was impaired at all, and we believe this is a tragic accident.
Yeah, the great news is that immediately one of his neighbors was watching this and quickly tried to help as fast as possible, put a tourniquet to stop the blood loss, because that's what was going on. And then he was flown, of course, to the hospital, and then the rest is what we've already detailed, where he had the surgeries. And he's in critical but stable condition. In fact, he released a picture of himself because he knew that people were pulling for him, saying he was too messed up to say more, but that he loves y'all, he said, and that was it. And you saw that his face on the side had gotten hit there and whatnot. But wow, what a crazy thing! It just goes to show you. I mean, this piston bully or snow cat that they're talking about, of course, has a ton of safety features. It was just a weird freak thing of him going to get in it and trying to get out of it. You know, getting into the driver's seat and then to get run over by it. Wow, from a bizarre snowplow accident. And thank goodness they got to him fast, and the 911 call, boom, they're there, and they get to him, because those moments were so, so critical for him. And and he's on the road to recovery, it looks like, but that had to be like just a shocking moment. That's one of those things that you think about, that what do you do? And the neighbor didn't hesitate, just boom, right there. Get that tourniquet on, make those calls, do something right away. And that made a huge, huge difference for him, because you can't lose that time. That time is critical. And in a way different way, it's like talking about Damar Hamlin and his collapse. Immediately, the CPR, every second is vital, and then getting him oxygen and then having to resuscitate him again. Anytime with the resuscitation, it is a tick, tick, tick situation. I mean, absolutely. The faster, the better. And that's certainly what happened there. All right. There are many other things that have also crisscrossed across, I'm going to say it, my radar in the last probably week and a half. You know, here we are into 2023. And, of course, one of the biggest things that all of us have seen and talked about is what's going on with the whole Southwest debacle. And Southwest, because there's still people that are trying to figure out the luggage nonsense, right? That's not a done deal. There are still people trying to find the luggage. Southwest is offering a new way to appease these customers because of the cancellations, the misplaced bag, wild fiasco, the grind. And this week, they told passengers that they would get 25,000 frequent flyer bonus points as a gesture of goodwill. So there was an email from the airline to passengers that went out from the CEO that no amount of apologies can undo your experience, but here are the gift points. They're worth about $300, I guess. And that's in addition to being reimbursed and refunded for other things, you know, for hotels or whatever else they had to do for people who have requested refunds and reimbursements or waiting to get the lost bags or, you know, whatever it is they're waiting for. And it's people who traveled between Christmas Eve and January 2nd. So it might be two full weeks after this meltdown that passengers see their bags again. You see the pictures of travelers that were searching for their suitcases in a holding area. You know, never, ever has there been a better time to have a bizarre-looking suitcase with something on it that shows it's yours. To have the standard suitcase that looks like everybody else's, forget about it. I mean, the amount of bags to try to figure out where your bag is, if you could walk through those lines, because there's people that couldn't do that. They're waiting for it to be delivered to them. And what's in the suitcase? And that's another, I think, red flag for people. If you're traveling and you get on a plane, I mean, let's face it, there are, if you mess around with the airlines and plug things in, you'll find you can get cheaper flights, and Southwest is known for that. The fly any day, fly away, whatever it's called, you can tell I don't fly them very much because I got burned by them terribly in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. But there are cheap flights where you can, it's affordable, really super affordable. And so I think the thing that's clear is the more that you can have a carry-on bag, probably the better. Because already you're being tossed around. So imagine that people were in planes and then they had to get off planes because there wasn't a crew. At least you would have your bag with you. But it's not always easy to do that. Especially if you're going somewhere for a long period of time, how many clothes can you stuff into your bag? My nephew, who's like a beanpole, he amazes me. He can carry a backpack and have his shirts, his pants, his jeans, all that stuff is in there, and somehow he has just enough room for all of that and can get by and can do that. But most of us can't get by that way, but you can get a carry-on bag. And if there was ever a way to do that, now would be the time to say, okay, if I'm traveling, whatever kind of ticket I'm getting, we saw what just happened with not just Southwest, because remember the other airlines were affected by the weather, but Southwest got it the worst because they had that complete meltdown. Boy, that is the thing to pay attention to. That is for sure. This is something I think that is so interesting and something to leave you with. If I said to you that list all 50 states. You know, when you're a kid, you learn the 50 states and you learn the capitals. That's always tricky, right? You know, think back to your first grade. Maybe your kindergarten, I don't know. Maybe it was third grade for you. But 50 states. What do you think the most forgotten state is that people cannot remember? You know what state it is? Reader's Digest did a thing on it. Missouri. It's the most forgotten state, which is so crazy. I would have thought, like, Delaware. Even though I grew up around there and I would know Delaware. Delaware, I would think, would be one that you would maybe forget. But no, it was Missouri, the most forgotten state when people were asked to name the 50 states. I like Missouri, the show me state. I'm with you. I know you. I would have listed you for sure. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. behind-the-scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter, at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.